We have genetically engineered food. How about trees? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jason Delborn, associate professor of science, policy, and society at North Carolina State University, looks into this question.
You might have heard about the devastation of the emerald ash borer, or the fungus that killed 4 billion American chestnut trees in the mid-1900s. Our forests face many threats, from climate change stress to new pests and diseases. But what if we could use biotechnology to protect our trees? I served on a recent National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine committee that investigated that question. Genetically engineered trees for forest health could represent a new frontier in biotechnology, because unlike earlier GMOs, these trees would be intended to spread and persist in the environment. All the buzz around gene editing would seem to guarantee a quick solution. But trees are large, long-lived, and have complex and enormous genomes, which means that research will be expensive and take decades or longer. Tree populations already have many important adaptations, so even the fanciest biotech tree will ultimately depend on a careful breeding program to preserve existing genetic diversity. Our report also wrestled with how to value forests, from extraction of forest products to recreation to ecological services such as water purification, species protection, and carbon storage. Paradoxically, a biotech tree could increase and decrease wildness. If wildness depends upon a lack of human intervention, then a biotech tree will reduce the wildness of a forest. But which would reduce wildness more, the introduction of a biotech tree or the eradication of an important tree species? There are no right or wrong answers. It's complicated to decide whether and how to use technology to enhance nature. To wrestle with that complexity, our report recommends respectful and inclusive dialogue among experts, stakeholders, and communities about how to value forests and how to assess the risks and potential benefits of biotech. This won't erase conflict or even guarantee consensus, but deliberative engagement can contribute to decisions informed by expert knowledge and public values.
That was Jason Delborn of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.